Anyway, so we're talking about all this media, whatever, all this media you're going to get. So, how are we going to get it? And how are we going to consume that media? How are we going to waste our time to learn a language? So, what we do is we start in the valley, and we climb up. No, okay, that's what I'm doing. But it's pretty cool up here, right? I don't know. I feel like it looks flat in the video, but I swear it's really high up, man. But there's more to go. There's more mountain. Just like language learning. This is a forced metaphor. But anyway, so first we get the content, then we consume it. And we also curate the content. Think of yourself like a museum master, if you think that sounds cool. what's a cooler fucking job? I don't know, like a librarian? No, that's terrible. Okay, so what you are is you're a Blockbuster employee, and you're gonna decide which movies are gonna go on your shelf. So first you're gonna go to RueTracker.org, or whatever, or a private tracker, for you, you know, for those obscure languages. But if you're learning Russian, pretty easy. Japanese, too easy. Okay, wait, media, don't even talk about media, okay? Too easy, but, so what we do is we peruse the area to see what's interesting, and we get as much as possible from the internet. We get it all, right? We get a big SSD, we grab all that stuff. And then, you know, just like watch an episode or whatever, and then if it sucks, you just delete it and forget about it. And same thing with books. You get all the books you need. Get an ebook reader. I got a big one. I can put PDFs on. That's really cool. But even just a Kindle or whatever. If you have a Kindle, open it up and pull out the Wi-Fi card and throw it away, so that they can't spy on you and show you ads. But anyway, yes. So we're gonna load up like a bajillion EPUBs. And yeah, we're just gonna peruse things. And if something sucks, we just delete it, because we have the internet now, right? But, yeah, we're mostly talking... I mean, obviously books are good, but we're mostly talking about the beginner stages, right? So, you can get a podcast app. I have an antenna pod. So right now we're talking about getting the media, right? We're going to talk about consuming it later. But, yeah, so antenna pod, you can easily download a million podcasts and put them in a queue. I have a blog post about that. Pretty obvious, I don't know. You can use FFmpeg to re-encode audio, so it's smaller. So I downloaded like 500 gigabytes of movie tracks for Russian, and I was able to get them down to 20 gigabytes, and I can still hear all the Russian, so that's why I've done so many movies, but maybe it wasn't the right thing to do. But it's cool, I can understand movies now. Yeah, so we get all that stuff, and we're ruthlessly, because there's so much stuff on the internet. It's not infinite. If the things you're getting require a lot of work for people to make, like a movie or an anime, you know, if you're in Japanese. But yeah, so those things take a lot of work. So there's not an infinite number of them, but they are always making new ones, and there's too much. There's too much, period, right? There's and most of it's garbage. So what we're gonna do. So what I liked doing with Russian was I went to the Wikipedia page for every Russian film made, like per year. So I'd go through each year and I would open all the links, and I would look at each tab and look at the cover art and say, oh, okay, this is another rom-com. I'm not downloading it. I don't want to watch this. I'm not watching a freaking rom-com. Okay. So I delete all the freaking rom-coms. I don't even download them. And then I just get the good ones. Maybe I extract the audio and put it in my phone, don't even watch them, just like listen randomly one day. But yeah, we're going to treat this stuff like it's all garbage, right? If you have a sacred film that's really important to you, that's fine, whatever. But mostly, there's so much stuff you need, and you need a ton of stuff, and also you don't want to... This stuff kind of takes over, you know, a good section of your life, right? The stuff you're gonna learn languages with. So you want it to be pretty good, right? But yeah, there's people that say, oh, you shouldn't you shouldn't curate your stuff because you're wasting time and you could just be, you could be immersing in the first thing you find. I'm looking at you. You know who you are, you guys. DJT. Okay. I know who you are and I'm going to find you. I'm not going to go immerse in the first random Japanese thing I find. That would be, Jesus Christ, imagine what it would be, right? It would be like some horrible hentai. I don't know. I'd have to I'd instantly delete that, right? Hopefully I didn't download it and go to jail. So, yeah, if you think that's how you should do it, then you suck. But, okay, so we got our stuff, and we're still going to be ruthless. We're still just going to delete stuff like it's nothing. So how do we consume it, right? This is kind of the topic. How much time do you spend? How do you do it? Do you get cool headphones so you look cool? Or so it sounds good? You know, do you get headphones? I don't know. Does it matter? Do you get an ebook reader? I don't think it does matter. Whatever it takes to do it more, do it all the time. Have dedicated time in the morning. A lot of people have that. There's a lot of ways. I don't know. I would say, okay, so you're going to learn multiple languages, right? Because you want to be a polyglot GigaChad. Because who doesn't want to be that? So what we're going to do is the natural thing to do if you're overly enthusiastic all of a sudden one day is you start learning all the languages at once. And then you immediately have to... Oh, no, my phone.